Yeah, sure.
Nothing was going to keep the FC Cincy Beat podcast down. Come on. Come on, boys. Well, welcome everyone once again to the FC Cincy Beat podcast. Episode 1, Season 2. We are in Over the Rhine at Rhine House. Our gracious, gracious hosts. We're about to welcome in our very special guest. I want to encourage everyone to download the FC Cincinnati's Inquirer app. That's available in the App Store and in Google Play. It is a free download that includes all of our latest stories, multimedia podcasts, and that will include tonight's episode. So please download that. Check it out. It is great stuff. And again, thank you to Rhine House. Please imbibe while you're here tonight. That's why we choose Rhine House as our potting space. A quick story about Austin, as I was telling some of you before. I was a student at the Ohio State Student Newspaper in 2010. Ohio State was playing Louisville in a Sweet 16 NCAA tournament match. I asked the editor of the student newspaper, Zach Meisel, "Zach, are we covering this game tonight?" He looked at me like I was crazy, like I had a snake around my neck. And I took that as an opportunity. So I went down to Louisville, did the 7-hour round trip. For my trouble, I got a speeding ticket on the way back. My story from the game did not make it into the print newspaper that night. Ohio State lost, so my run of covering the team was over, even though I was a neutral observer. But I was fortunate to see Austin score a goal that night in what was a momentous run for Louisville. They would go on to compete in the College Cup that year. Isn't that correct? And it was at that moment that I knew that this man, Austin Berry, was destined for success in South Korea's K-League.
K-Challenge.
Yes. I'm kidding. Austin, I'm kidding, obviously. Austin obviously went on to great success in the MLS as a draftee. There was a ton of talent on the field that night in the Louisville Ohio State game, wasn't there?
Oh yeah.
A bunch of guys got drafted. We're so fortunate to have him here as soccer fans in Cincinnati, and we are thrilled to have him as the Season 2, Episode 1 guest. Please welcome Austin Berry to the pod. Austin. Let's get right into the questions. Austin, I know that there have been injury concerns for you throughout this spring. I spoke to head coach, manager Alan Koch today. He's given you the green light to play. And I want to ask you, starting right off the top, how do you feel? And will we see you in Blurange? On Saturday.
In Blurange? Yeah. I should be in some Blurange this week. No, I felt good last weekend. Kind of took the whole
weekend. Can you hear?
Not sure what to do with my hands. See, some people got the joke. No, I felt good. I finally last weekend, kind of took the whole weekend off. Just shut myself in. And luckily it wasn't a bad one. So I should be ready to go Saturday. There you go.
Austin, the team is 1-2-0 through three games here in 2016. I also wanted to get from you your evaluation of the squad and the results to date. What is your evaluation of how FC Cincinnati has performed thus far?
Yeah, I mean, it's been I don't want to say a rough start to the season, but obviously, more losses than wins isn't good, but people still forget that we got a new head coach, a new coaching staff, kind of a new philosophy, a lot of new guys. So there's a learning curve and an adaptation process that comes with that. And we've been on the road for 3 weeks, and that's not counting the 18 days that we were gone for preseason. So I mean, that kind of all takes a toll, especially with the trip the guys had to take up to Bethlehem last week, which isn't close. So. No, it's good that we're finally going to be back home, and we obviously played fairly well in front of the home fans last year. Had a good record at home, so it'll be good. Good week, three good games in front of us.
Yeah. I want to take you back to a darker day
in FC Cincinnati's history. It was January 19th, if I recall correctly, and that afternoon, John Hartz left FC Cincinnati as the head coach. It was on the eve of the team's preseason trip to IMG Academy, a tough situation by any measure. And I imagine for yourself, because John brought you in here, it was probably a day of mixed emotions. How do you experience a day like that as a player?
I mean, it's tough, but out of my 6 years playing, I've had 4 coaching changes in the middle of the season, right at the end, and this one at the beginning. So you learn as part of the business as you go on. But, you know, secondly, you know, it was a little bit of a change because we all like John. John's a player's coach. He's a guy that we all got along with, and he's a guy who was calling me at 3 o'clock in the morning in South Korea all, you know, 2 years ago, all season, because he couldn't figure out the dang time change. So, you know, he's a guy that I, you know, really got to know and like, and, you know, I thank him for helping bring me back here. So, yeah, it sucks, but, you know, it's part of the job, part of the business, and we just got to move on and, you know, just get better every day.
Do you keep in touch with John?
Yeah, I talked to him. You know, talked to him every round, now and then. I actually texted him last week because it was this time last year that we were at the Reds game. You know, we were all at the Reds game, throwing out the first pitch. So I sent him and Tino a little pick from that day. So nice little memory. But you know, we'll see what they do here in the near future because I'm sure Tino's already started working with DC's Academy, and I'm sure Harksey will find something just as well.
Absolutely.
There's so many new faces in the squad this year, and I think for a lot of people there's a disconnect between, for a lot of fans and Cincinnatians, the first 3 games being on the road. It almost feels like Saturday is the home opener, but it almost feels like the season opener in some senses, and some of the casual fans will be orienting themselves with this kind of new look roster and all the new players come this weekend. What has been your experience watching the new players get acclimated to the scene here? Because it is FC Cincinnati. The fact of the matter is FC Cincinnati is not a small club. The expectations are quite big. And this could be, in theory, a stressful situation. But what's your evaluation of how the new guys have kind of come into all this?
Yeah, I mean, we've been fortunate to have a good group of new guys. They're all... you know, they're all really good people, cool to hang out with. We've done a lot more stuff off the field, especially with preseason. It was much longer this year, so we kind of, I think we got sick of each other at the end of it. But, you know, we had much more time to really bond on and off the field. You know, and then, you know, like you said, I'm sure there will be a little bit of a learning curve with some of the guys playing in front of a crowd like we have at home, just like it was last year for some guys coming in. A few of us have played in front of crowds like that, and a few of them won't. So, but, you know, these are games that you want to play in front of. You don't want to, you know, you grow up thinking about playing in front of tens of thousands of fans and a really loud stadium. You know, you don't, that's why it's hard for us sometimes on the road because, you know, you're playing in front of crowds like that, and then, you know, you're going to play in front of 500 or 1,000. So it's, you know, it's hard for us to create the own atmosphere. And the other difficult thing is we're looking forward to this opening day as much as the fans are. So it's a real tough challenge to keep focused on the games ahead of us and not look 3 weeks ahead to the home opener and take care of business on the road.
You just alluded to this a little bit. There are disparities between the clubs. I'm really glad we're not broadcasting this live on Facebook. There are great disparities between the teams in the USL ranks. FC Cincinnati, like I just said, is one of the bigger clubs, has bigger aspirations than most. You know, the USL or the US Open Cup draw yesterday, did you get a chance to see that?
I saw a tweet about it.
Was it my tweet?
Maybe.
doesn't bother. No, we're kidding. We're kidding. You know, there's a chance you guys could go and play your second round U.S. Open Cup match in Des Moines, Iowa. It's not exactly a sexy fixture there. Have you really? Wait, let's backtrack. Tell us about the trip to Des Moines, Iowa. What the hell were you doing there?
God, well, it was... those regionals, right, Mama? Yeah, both
me and my sister. So, you know, tropical Des Moines in the middle of summer. That was fun. Was that where the Buffalo Farm was?
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, for entertainment in between games, because you only play one game a day out there, we drove and saw buffaloes. So, yeah, there's Des Moines for you. And, yeah, we had a tornado. That's about it.
That's almost the full experience. What else is there to do in Des Moines, Iowa? Oh, my gosh. Well, like I was saying, getting back on track here, you know, you go to venues of so many different sizes. Is it almost an emotional letdown to go to some of these smaller cities and smaller venues where, you know, against, say, an MLS 2 team, you're playing against a couple hundred, you're playing in front of, I should say, a couple hundred fans against a rotating cast of players that may or may not have been the same as the last time you saw that team? How do you balance that emotionally?
I mean, you know, like I said, it's just, it all comes down to us and creating our own atmosphere out there. Yeah, it's definitely, you know, it's easy to get up and play when, you know, our fans are, you know, up in the Bailey or, you know, around the stadium, especially how loud it gets. It's really easy to do that, but, you know, it just comes down to us and being good professionals. But, you know, it also, you know, it's kind of nice as a on the back line to be able to talk. You know, sometimes in our home game, the first 15 minutes, you're using hand signals and, you know, third base coach stuff to try to get stuff across because you can't hear each other. So, I mean, that's part of the experience as well. But, you know, there's different positives and negatives to playing at home and playing away. But, you know, it just kind of comes down to us.
Yeah. Speaking of third base coach, what do you think of the Reds' start so far this year?
Oh my God! Anyone see that coming? But yeah, I'm sure my dad's a little upset about getting rid of our tickets this year. Yeah. Thanks, Dad. But
welcome, by the way, to Mr. and Mrs. Berry. Can we give them a round of applause for joining us here this evening? Thank you for coming. We really appreciate it.